Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Some breaking news this afternoon. A St. Louis prosecutor is dropping one of the criminal charges against Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, the one alleging he had improperly given a charity donor list to his political campaign. The Republican governor resigned yesterday after months of mounting scandals, criminal charges, and the prospect of impeachment.
The last few months have been incredibly difficult for me, for my family, for my team, for my friends, and for many, many people that I love. This ordeal has been designed to cause an incredible amount of strain on my family.
Greitens had been indicted on a felony charge of invasion of privacy for taking an explicit photograph of a woman he was having an affair with without her permission and threatening to share it. That charge was dropped earlier this month. Joining us now is Brian Ellison, who covers Missouri politics for KCUR in Kansas City. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Jeremy.
And this news about the St. Louis prosecutor today dropping one of the criminal charges against Greitens, is that related to his resignation?
Well, it seems that it was, although we didn't know that when this day started. The St. Louis Circuit Attorney, Kim Gardner, made an announcement earlier today that the charge was being dropped and that a deal, a resolution had been reached with the governor about this. But the details of that deal were not disclosed in the press conference, and she didn't take any questions. But subsequent conversations with members of her staff, with local media, have revealed that, indeed, the governor's team actually approached the prosecutor over the weekend with an offer to resign if that felony charge of computer tampering would be dropped. That wasn't mentioned in the governor's resignation yesterday, but that is what we now know occurred.
But Greitens is still being investigated.
He is. This is far from the only investigation that was going on. For one thing, the invasion of privacy charge, that's the one involving a picture that the governor allegedly took of the woman with whom he has admitted having an affair and potentially was accused of using it to blackmail her or urge her not to talk. That invasion of privacy charge had been withdrawn by the prosecutor in St. Louis, but has been referred to a special prosecutor. That's actually the Jackson County prosecutor over here in Kansas City. She says she has made no deal with the governor, and her investigation continues, so there could be charges in that case. In addition, the House Investigating Committee that was considering impeachment, their work may actually be done in terms of impeachment, but their investigation raised a number of questions. There are rumors that the FBI, for example, is involved in investigating the conduct of Greitens' gubernatorial campaign in relationship with another group, the 501c4 that supported the governor's agenda. That's one of those so-called dark money groups. If there was an effort to hide campaign donors or the donors to that that group, there could be federal charges involved. There's still a lot going on for the governor.
And you mentioned the House committee. This is a House that is controlled by Republicans. The legislature in Missouri is controlled by the Republicans, and they were ready to impeach their Republican governor, who has been seen as a rising star in the party.
Yeah, not only controlled, but super controlled. More than two-thirds of both the House and the Senate are Republican. And a lot of people have seen what's happening here, Jeremy, as something of an intra-party squabble. Eric Greitens came in ready to clean house. In 2015, he advertised himself as a conservative outsider. He talked about the swamp that was Jefferson City, full of, quote, corrupt career politicians. He never made an effort to make friends. And it's been pretty stunning in the last 24 hours to listen to legislators across the spectrum, but especially Republicans, really not a one of them saying that they're sorry that the governor is resigning, a lot of them saying it was way overdue.
One prominent Republican who was not sorry that the governor was resigning is Attorney General Josh Hawley, who released a statement after Greitens resigned that said Governor Greitens has done the right thing today. Now, Hawley is a Republican that may end up being the challenger to the Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill in November. How does Greitens' resignation and all of this affect that Senate race, if at all?
Well, I think it certainly does. Josh Hawley found himself involved in this story probably in far more ways than he had intended. The Attorney General's office is in charge of overseeing charities in the state, and so he conducted an investigation of that donor list and how it got in the hands of Greitens' campaign. He was also investigating whether the governor's staff members were using an app on their phones that self-destructed text messages after they were sent in possible violation of the state's sunshine laws. But a lot of Democrats criticized the Attorney General, Josh Hawley, for not pursuing those investigations more quickly or more thoroughly. He took hits from the Republican side for pursuing the investigations at all. It's been a huge distraction for his Senate campaign, which a lot of people would say really hasn't gotten off the ground. He is not really enjoying a commanding lead in polls, even in the Republican primary, and that's after receiving the endorsement of President Trump.
Well, speaking of President Trump, there are some who believe that Greitens has been following the Trump model of hanging on for a long time, despite all of these calls for him to step down until just yesterday.
Yeah, that comparison has been made more and more frequently. He has been relatively impervious to criticism. There are a variety of charges being leveled against him involving both his personal and professional life. What is different with Governor Greitens from President Trump is that the Republicans in the Missouri General Assembly have not been willing to stand with him, in contrast, many would say, to the Republicans in Congress toward President Trump. Without any friends, it's very difficult to keep standing, and perhaps there's less on the line for a governor leaving office than the kind of transition of power that would be required when a president leaves office. In any case, Greitens ultimately has not been able to endure it.
And the person taking over on Friday for Governor Greitens will be the lieutenant governor, Republican Michael Parson. Brian Ellison, who covers Missouri politics for KCUR in Kansas City, thank you.
My pleasure.